Now, luck, yet send us an a little wit. We'll serve to make our play hit, according to the palates of the season. Here is rhyme, not empty, of a reason. This we were bid to credit from our poet, whose true scope, if you would know it, in all his poems still have been this measure, to mix profit with your pleasure. And not as some, whose throats their envy failing, cry hoarsely, all he writes is railing. And when his plays come forth, think they can flout them, with saying, oh, he was a year about them. To these there needs no lie, but this his creature, which was 2 months since no feature. And though he dares give them 5 lives to mend it, 'tis known 5 weeks fully penned it from his own hand without a coadjutor, novice, journeyman or tutor. Yeah, thus much I can give you as a token of his play's worth. No eggs are broken, nor quaking custards with fierce teeth affrighted, wherewith your rout are so delighted. Nor hails he in a gull old ends reciting to stop gaps in his loose writing, with such a deal of monstrous and forced action as might make Bethlehem a faction. Nor made he his play for jests stolen from each table, but makes jests to fit his fable, and so presents quick comedy refined, as best critics have designed. The laws of time, place, persons he observeth, from no needful rule he swerveth. All gall and coppers from his ink he draineth, only a little salt remaineth, wherewith he'll rub your cheeks till red with laughter. Ah, they shall look fresh a week after.
Please insert play here, and for once we can, for this is the prologue to Volpone by Ben Jonson, which means that you have a fighting chance of actually getting to see the play. Volpone is just about commercially available in a stage-on-screen recording that can be found to purchase online at www.stageonscreen.com. Details are in the show notes. Though it has been a while since the original release, they can be a bit pricey, though I believe you can also view it on YouTube, but in a pay-per-view kind of way. There was also a radio version done over 10 years ago, I think, which, and I do not condone such activity, which does appear from time to time in corners of the internet. I have it on tape, which suits me just fine, and I don't think it's beyond the dreams of avarice to expect some form of future release somewhere, perhaps sometime. There are also a host of interesting foreign language adaptations, though I wouldn't start there myself because they are often quite different, but they're interesting. Otherwise, the odds are good that you will be able to find a production of Volpone sometime. It does get a revival, not infrequently, on amateur and student stages, and occasionally in the big time. I saw a production last year, of which I remember almost nothing, as I had a high fever at the time. But one thing about all these versions, they will almost certainly not include this prologue. Prologues serve several functions, sometimes to deliver plot, to set up a narrator, to set a mood. In a fair number of prologues by Ben Jonson and others, they're there to throw some shade, a mouthpiece for the author. Much of the thrust of this prologue is a rebuttal, a refutation that all he writes is but railing.
All he writes is railing.
And it takes him years to write anything.
Oh, it was a year about him.
So Jonson boasts that this play was written at speed in but 5 weeks and without assistance.
'Tis known 5 weeks fully penned it from his own hand without a coadjutor, novice, journeyman or tutor.
It's a response to the theatrical world of his time, to the barbs and criticisms that were flying. This rebuttal does give us some idea of how the play was created, claiming to obey within some limits a sense of time and place, a nod to the unities, which is perhaps a bit disingenuous.
And so presents quick comedy refined, as best critics have designed. The laws of time, place, persons he observeth, from no needful rule he swerveth.
It is a play full of wit and fun things for the audience to enjoy, but for a little salt that he adds, a little extra darkness to the satire, to give it more bite.
All gall and coppers from his ink he draineth, only a little salt remaineth.
All very interesting, but the prologue is still half of a conversation with people who are very, very dead. So this prologue gets, probably rightly, cut in most performance. Except here, of course. But Volpone sometimes does get a performed prologue of sorts. The printed play comes with an acrostic version of the plot, the argument of the play, something which was either produced for a playbill or more likely for the printed edition itself. An acrostic only really working as a visual device. And yet I've seen multiple productions that open with the printed acrostic as the prologue, a text that is written for the printed page, not for the stage, and which seems to have replaced the stage prologue in many people's hearts. It's a funny old world. So I'll end with the acrostic. V. Volpone, childless, rich, fain sick, despairs. O. Offers his state to hopes of several heirs. L. Lies languishing, his parasite receives. P. Presents of all, assures, deludes, then weaves. O. Other cross-plots, which ope themselves, are told. N. New tricks for safety are sought, they thrive, when bold. E. Each tempts t'other again, and all are sold. I've been Robert Crichton. The prologue was performed by Sarah Golding, and this has been a Beyond Shakespeare podcast. Support the podcast by going to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare and pledge something. Volpone, childless, rich, fain sick, despairs, offers his state to hopes of several heirs, lies languishing, his parasite receives. Presents of all, assures, deludes, then weaves. Other cross-plots, which ope themselves, are told. New tricks for safety are sought, they thrive, when, bold, each tempts the other again, and all are sold.